after Jesus died and rose again, he ordained the church to begin to do the work that he had come to start. The 12 apostles then began to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, and then they began to spread out. From Jerusalem, they went all through Judea, all through Samaria, all the way to the uttermost parts of the world. Paul, who was persecuting the church, went to Damascus to actually capture people and stick them in jail or do worse to them. God stopped him, and God showed him what he was doing wrong. There in Damascus, an apostle came and showed him what God wanted him to do. Paul got saved, delivered from all the stuff that he was doing, and tried to join the church, but he couldn't because people were afraid of him. God took Paul and taught him what he needed to know about the gospel. Then Paul began to move out into the world. He took Barnabas with him, who first believed in Paul and saw that he really was real. And Barnabas and Paul went to Antioch. And then Peter and several others from Jerusalem came to meet Paul and Barnabas at Antioch. And they saw that the Gentiles were receiving the gospel. And they were excited about that, to see the work of God, that they were receiving the Holy Ghost just like they had received the Holy Ghost. So they knew it was real. Then the believers from Jerusalem came to see what was going on, and Peter got all self-righteous and separated himself from the Gentiles. And Paul just went off on him. He just, you know, called him a hypocrite. I mean, it started a stir because Peter was the head of the church. And so finally they had to go to Jerusalem to a council of all the elders to resolve the situation. Paul began to explain what was going on in Antioch. And Paul began to show through the gospel, through the scriptures, what actually God was doing. And then everybody began to understand what was going on. God was reaching out to the world. And so with that, Paul and Barnabas went on another trip. But this time, Barnabas wanted to take his nephew, John Mark. John Mark was the young man in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was praying that they grabbed by his coat. And he jumped out of it and ran off naked. John Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark. He left with Paul and Barnabas on his trip, but it was really a tough thing for a young man to do. And he left, and he went home. Paul did not want John Mark back. And this caused a division between Paul and Barnabas. So Barnabas took John Mark, Paul took Silas and Timothy and went on their merry way. Paul went to Ephesus, Barnabas went to Cyprus. God always has work for everybody to do. It is there, it is real. Even if there are divisions, if there are man comes, rises up, it doesn't make any difference. God will always make a way. Whatever there is always make a way. The church was being established. The church was growing. There were churches in every city all along the way. Paul was chased out of every town that he ever preached in. He was stoned to death. He was put in jail. He was harried. He was just, people followed him, you know, because he was doing such a wonderful job. And he began to write letters to all the people. And this is where I'm going to stop till tomorrow.